someone else wanted it, or because someone didn't like my father's ideas, but we didn't really know why. Most families displaced by the war are desperately poor and have nowhere to go. They move into camps or into overcrowded rooms on the edge of large towns and cities. In those days, my family was lucky since we still had money. We moved into a large rented house in the pretty neighborhood of San Alonso in Bucaramanga, about 80 miles from Aguachica. I didn't mind Bucaramanga, but my father never liked it. He was an important man in Aguachica, but Bucaramanga had more than 400,000 people, and he was lost. He said it was easy for young people to adapt and start over, but it was too late for him. He tried to establish a new dental practice, but it never went well. Soon he was spending 4 days a week working in Aguachica.
Okay, Juan Elias says that most families displaced by the war are desperately poor. At first I wasn't sure what displaced meant, but I figured it out as I read on. Juan Elias says these families move into camps or into rooms in big cities. If a displaced family is a family that is forced to move, then displaced must mean kicked out of your place or home. Juan Elias's family was luckier than most displaced families. When they had to leave their home in Aguachica, they had enough money to rent a nice house in another town. Still, I can't imagine what it's like to have to abandon your home and move somewhere else because people want to kill you. Continue reading from the last paragraph on page 12, starting with, "In November 1994, after 2 years away, we went back to Aguachica."
In November 1994, after 2 years away, we went back to Aguachica, leaving Andres in Bucaramanga to finish his schooling. My father and I were especially happy to be home. He was confident that things were really beginning to improve, but my mother was still afraid. She says now, "What I feared most became reality."